Welcome. In this lesson, we're covering agency relationships, one of the most heavily tested topics on the New York salesperson exam. Start with the foundation. An agent owes six fiduciary duties to their client. Loyalty, put the client's interests ahead of your own. Obedience, follow their lawful instructions. Confidentiality, protect their private information. Disclosure, share material facts. Accounting, handle money and documents properly. And reasonable care, act competently. A common memory device is OLDCAR. Now, who the agent represents changes everything. In seller agency, the agent represents only the seller. In buyer agency, only the buyer. Dual agency is when one agent or one brokerage represents both parties in the same transaction. In New York, that is only legal with the informed, written consent of both sides. Here's the part that catches people on exam day. New York requires the agency disclosure form at the first substantive contact, not at the closing, not when an offer is made, and not only if the consumer asks. First substantive contact. Memorize that phrase. Let's try one. When an agent represents only the seller in a transaction, this is called A. Dual agency. B. Designated agency. C. Seller agency. Or D. Buyer agency. Take a second. The answer is C, seller agency. The agent's fiduciary duties run only to the seller. Dual agency would mean representing both sides at once. The exam will dress this up inside a longer scenario, but the underlying question is always the same. Who is this agent working for? That was one question out of 891. Practice more agency questions, each with a full explanation, at newyorkrealestateprep.com.